Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about why is this happening. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I've noticed that some people, they could do whatever the hell they want, but you're trying to carve yourself a meager existence and you can't do it. Gee, but some people are getting promoted. I wonder why. The world may never know, right? Yeah, there's some people, they're not using their brain, they're full of Down syndrome, but yet they get promoted. Why? Why is that? Maybe because they're easily controlled and you are not? I don't know, it's just a little theory that I'm thinking of, but who knows. But yes, it's funny that some people could say about shooting up people, but me? If I start saying about things about the squid people, I get sodomized. Make that make sense. I don't know. Does it? To me it doesn't, but apparently I'm retarded, right? But let's see what this darky has to say, right? Oh yes, you'll be enlightened by her. Not.
Black people in DC, get your...
Yeah, why don't you do what this dumb woman's telling you to do? See what happens. Oh yeah, I'm sure you get all kinds of cash and prizes, right? Oh yes, women think they could do all kinds of shit, and plus she's a darky, so... No, I don't think you're gonna get what you want. Say.
Take care of them police officers like they should have been taken care of 50 years ago.
It's funny that some people get away with all kinds of shit, but some people get fucked over just because they exist. Look at this poor dude. Yeah, this guy's homeless, and he's comforting his dog because his dog has never been homeless before, and the dog can't take all those crazy noises and sirens and all. Yeah, it's like dogs don't like 4th of July because of the fireworks. So yeah, this guy's being a nice person, taking care of the only thing that cares about him, his dog. But yeah, some other people are saying they need to go pew pew to cops in wherever land. Yeah, ain't that fucked up? It's fucked up that men get fucked over, especially white dudes. White dudes are alright. I got nothing wrong with them personally. But some people just get abused just because they see them as monsters. It's so retarded, but that's the world we live in. But yeah, it's so funny. Some people could do whatever the hell they want and they have no repercussions, right? Fuck Ruth. Yeah, that chick's a bitch, but that's just my opinion. Yeah, anyways, look at this dude. This dude has a fucking chimp out, starts talking shit because he wants free food or something. Yeah, let's watch him be a fucking retard. Yeah, let's watch. Yeah, this dude's acting like Billy Badass. Yeah, the only reason he's acting like that because he's probably trying to get some white chick. Yeah, but guess what? That white chick doesn't want you because you're a darkie. But yeah, keep on playing these delusionals. Yes, I know they're promoting you fellas, but it is what it is. But sooner or later, people are going to say no to this shit and they're going to fuck around. You're going to find out. Just saying, right fellas? I'm sorry, friend. Remember, these are for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my delusionals, so... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not really. I don't know why he's acting like that. I guess he's trying to get free food. Or maybe he's having some beef war, like it says right there. Detroit versus Cleveland in Detroit. Who knows, my friend? I don't understand how darkies think. It's just, you know... Supposedly they have, what, an IQ of 70? I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. But let's watch. Hey, you know what? This dude has balls. He just goes right there running his mouth talking all that shit. And nobody's doing anything about it. Hey, everybody right now are snowflakes. So this guy thinks he could do whatever the hell he wants with impunity. So yeah, he thinks he's invincible. Yeah, is he invincible? No, his dad's not Omni-Man. He wishes. So people need to bring him down a peg or two and show him what's what, right? Just saying. Yeah, during his chimp out, he's actually being polite, telling this guy, I'm sorry, my bad. So, at least he has a little modicum of manners, and he does have some kind of brain power in his brain. Yeah, he's not going full emotion. He's actually realizing that, you know, I'm sorry. Well, let's see what other things he does. Will he do more smart shit? No, I doubt it, but who knows? Let's find out.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with this place, but he wants his food and he wants it now. It must be really good. He just got tired of waiting in line, I guess. Yeah, I know that some people are really self-entitled and they think that everything revolves around them. So that's what I think this is about. But I could be wrong, who knows? Maybe he's just high and just really got the munchies and he wants to eat and eat now. Yeah, I guess better than him eating zombie brains, you know, like zombies eat brains, something like that. I don't know, give him some of that crocodile or bath salts or whatever and watch him go. I don't know, anyways, let's continue. Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to look here. It looks like a clean shoe. He just needs to tie his shoes and he needs some socks. Other than that, they look like normal shoes. What are you trying to make fun of him for? I don't know. Just darky humor, I guess. Well, now, I'm your Huckleberry. Let's do this shit. Yeah, this guy thinks he's Billy Badass. Just because he's fat, he thinks he could roll around and start fighting. No, I doubt it. This dumbass knows how to do anything right. Yeah, he's just a stupid hominid that thinks he's better than everyone. But then he fucks around and then he finds out. And then he starts crying. That's what these people do. Yes, friends, don't let these dumb people control your life. They're losers, and you'll see time and time again how many times that they fail. But yeah, this guy's gonna find out, and he's gonna get hurt. Just saying. Yes, look at this dumbass trying to make a big old ruckus. Oh yes, you go over there and you launch him a couple of Sidewinder missiles and see what he does. Oh yeah, you'll see he'll fall down like a ton of bricks. Yeah. What a dumbass. Just saying. What the fuck? This dude saying bono? Bono, bitch? Are you saying pro bono? Do you want your food comped? Yeah, this dude seems that he wants free food. What the fuck? You trying to get fried chicken here, boy? Oh man, yes, I like free food too, but geez, you're acting like an idiot. You'd be lucky they don't spit in your food. Yeah, that's what you want? Yeah? You want some of that free seasoning? You're stupid in my opinion, but you do you, boo. Yeah, where the fuck is Luigi Mangione when you need him? Yeah, bro, it looks like he left the loose end right here, man. Incidentally, when I try to look up Luigi Mangione, it shows a bunch of Mario Brothers shit. Oh man, they're trying to suppress it. Yeah, you can't keep a good boy down, so enjoy. Yeah, I guess this guy thinks he's owed some kind of reparation, so he wants it in the form of food. Yeah, man, why don't you give all the cash and prizes just because he's a different color? He thinks he deserves it. Yeah, I'm sure that the people that got enslaved are already dead and buried. They're the ones that serve the monetary, whatever you call it, enrichment. But yeah, you deserve nothing! Ain't that funny the government allows this type of shit to happen? Yeah, don't you think that the government should be stopping this type of shit? But they don't. Ask yourself, why? Why do you let all this weird stuff happen? Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, none of this shit happened. But now that I'm a fucking old fart now, I see this stuff. It's like, what the fuck? Yes, if you don't think the government has some kind of nefarious things in mind, you're stupid. Well, anyways, friends, I guess I'm gonna have to let you go because this is starting to be lame and YouTube sucks now and I'd rather do other stuff. Yeah, screw YouTube. So if you want to actually see some real hardcore stuff and I get to talk unfiltered and raw, then you better check me on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble. I prefer MGTOW.TV. So yeah, you guys keep being cool, awesome. Don't be retarded like these creatures and get ready, man, because the future's gonna be tough. Yeah, and war is around the horizon, so get strong, my friend. I strongly advise. So goodbye. Yes, everyone, I wanted to add this little quick thing right here because it's not for YouTube, because YouTube sucks. And if you're watching this on YouTube, well, it's not supposed to be there. You should be watching this on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble or any other things, but not YouTube. Yes, because YouTube won't let me talk about this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna talk, show this here, a little clip right here about fucking trannies. How this bitch has, it's a dude, by the way. Yeah, this bitch having some complications taking a piss because this bitch, well, this dude turned himself into a bitch and fucked up his dick and now has a pussy. So yeah, there's that thing. And this is a pretty cool little show. I wish I would have thought of that myself, but eh, I'm gonna show this a little bit, but enjoy this little clip.
Everyone's favorite topic, you know, complications from sex reassignment surgery, SRS, gender confirmation surgery, gender affirmation surgery, whichever acronym or title you prefer.
This is another episode of the Vaginoplasty Volumes.
You want me?
I am your host, Exa Lanza.
I got you.
And I will be your docent on this museum course, guided tour. And on this episode, we have the person talking about, the nightmarish and irritable complications of the vaginoplasty that we definitely don't regret. No regrets. It seems to be wonderful.
Specifically looking at the male to female penile inversion surgery. Yes, and some of you out there probably don't know me. Yeah, I got the surgery about 3.5 months ago, mid-December. I saw Dr. Salgado in Miami.
There is a reasonably high chance that Dr. Salgado is the surgeon responsible for the nightmare that is being notified. Shapeshifter, who is the
because I have been suffering from complications for about 2 months now. No fault of the procedure or anything like that, it's just things healed weird. The vagina's great. The problem is the urethra. You know, content warning, there's going to be a lot of talk about pee, so be prepared.
You don't have to stay around for the rest of this video. It's not everybody's cup of pee.
But, yeah, as I was saying, so for about 2 months, you know, I've been having issues where it's been difficult to, it's weird talking about this on camera, but it's been difficult, like, going to the bathroom for me, like, in terms of, like, not as much as coming out, my bladder hasn't been emptying.
So there's a couple things this could be, as well as some predictable complications this isn't addressed.
Yes, I found this little gem. It's 22 minutes of fucking bullshit. I want to watch and see if it's really funny or not. But something tells me it's going to be funny. This host, this tranny chick dude, or whatever the fuck this thing is fucking hilarious. I like the way she says, it's not your cup of pee. Oh man, kindred spirit maybe? I don't know. Well, I guess I'll find out later. Well, you guys take care and then enjoy the rest of your day, man, because fucking, the funny times, man. We live in funny times, but anyways, see you later, friends.
You can give everyone here like a $50,000 job, especially people that are in the streets who are committing violent crimes consistently. A $50,000 check is not going to fix anything. It's not going to increase the median household income in the next 10 years by 10% or 20%. For example, we had the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. We prevented Chinese people from getting citizenship and even entering the country. We discriminated against them. and basically put them under apartheid, even here in the United States, yet they have the highest median household income. How is that possible? How come they don't complain and feel entitled consistently to beg for reparations and beg for this when they are killing each other 90% of the time, which is the rate that black people kill each other, according to the FBI?
Oh, young Matt.
Yet white people are the oppressors.
I'm not sure where your education came from, but they lied to you.
Stats don't lie, though.
Statistics lie all the time. So let's start there, particularly when the statistics are coming from the sources that gain from the statistics being shown a different way. So if you're going to start your argument on stats don't lie, you've already lost the argument. They lie all the time. One, comparing Chinese people who are immigrants that made a choice to come to the United States and comparing the continued effort of black people to ground themselves in a nation that continues to make impediments for them to show and live and exist in their true citizenship is a false equivalency.
I don't believe that happens at all. No one here is in.
Are you acting right now? Do you really believe this?
I'm telling the truth. There's no systemic racism that I've experienced here in America. What system is racist? I think the only racism we've actually seen recently, systemic racism that we've seen, is the application of systemic racism against white people. The University of Western Washington, for example, has been trying to segregate dormitories, using black-only dormitories, because black people feel safer amongst each other. But they're more likely to kill each other than white people are ever to kill them. That's just the truth. You have King Von rapping about killing other black men. Why should I think that the white man is the oppressor when black men are more likely to kill me?
Oh my God, this is scary. You need to think about me as your mama. Do not talk to me in that fashion. So let's check that now.
Okay.
So on a basic level, we have to understand that systemic racism is grounded in the realities that black people have not been considered an equal human being in this country since its onset. So there's simply no way to make the argument that there isn't systemic racism. And we have seen in very clear ways the system operate in an organically racist way. Do not cut me off. When